Action Park Media.
Kevin showed me a video. Bluey.
Yeah, Bluey showed up.
Bluey Bluey had a tough one. Yeah.
Yeah, Bluey went down.
Bluey blew a wheel?
Yeah.
And had dirty feet.
Dirty feet. I feel bad. At the end of the day, it's like a person in there. It's hot out.
Where did you find Bluey?
Bluey, we found Bluey online.
In the Valley?
I don't know. It wasn't a great showing.
Is that a Hollywood Bluey or a Valley Bluey?
That's a Woodland Hills. The initial thought was Bluey's drunk. I'm like, come on, we got it. We got to give Bluey the benefit of the doubt.
Did the person ever come out of the suit or no?
No, but I did catch it. I filmed it. Uh-huh. I caught them de-heading.
You saw the de-heading.
I got a little video. We'll play that. Roll that video.
Get a mic check here. 1, 2, 1, 2. Episode 40.
Quick shift. Odd. Sunday episode.
Sunday.
Yeah.
No sleep for the weary.
No, ain't no rest for the wicked.
It's a tough one for sure. We're here though.
Henrik Zetterberg.
Tuukka Rask.
I got nothing.
What?
Nothing?
Those are my two.
Come on.
Yeah, that was the only two I could think of. Can you think of another one?
Yeah. How about you take?
I try not to Google it.
Yeah. Well, of course.
I didn't. I just. You just in case.
It. Right.
Patrick Laine. You want him?
Laine.
I'll take him. Yeah.
Laine.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I'll take him. Sounds good.
In honor of, man, so much everything. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Just crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine.
Elvis.
That's hound dog, Elvis Presley.
I was watching some old school Elvis last night.
In honor of, they pulled Michael Buffer out of the morgue.
Yeah, they did.
Why couldn't they get Bruce?
I don't know. I mean, this guy is...
What are you talking about?
It was honor.
This guy's legit.
Yeah, he's a legend. Yes, of course. He's a legend. You want to hear it?
Yeah, he's the OG.
The National Hockey League 2023 Stanley Cup Final.
I like it.
For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, let's get ready.
Seamless.
Look, it was a great pitch. It was a great opening pitch.
He's a legend.
Yeah.
He's a legend.
But now that you say it, it would have been great.
It would have had, yeah, I would have.
His brother let that one fly.
Yeah, let's give me Bruce.
Did you guys see him cranking the horn?
I saw him crank the horn.
It was a little bit of a lackadaisical crank.
They should have had the babe beside him crank the horn.
Yeah, that would have been more Vegas-y.
Is this for real?
That's for real, yeah.
Owen Wilson was in attendance at game one?
Apparently with Lil Jon.
Owen Wilson and Lil Jon? Lil.
Lil.
Is it Lil or?
Lil.
Lil Jon.
Lil Jon.
Say that again.
Lil Jon. Lil.
Lil. L-I.
I'm hearing little Lil.
I don't know. Yeah, I just try to play that one safe.
Yeah, but also, is Owen Wilson wearing a button-down shirt over a polo shirt?
I mean, or is Owen that a Wilson jacket? Can do whatever he wants.
He's probably right off the course.
Yeah, you're right. So they put, and it's like a little chilly, so he goes, I'm not going to wear the golf shirt. Great call, Kev.
Looks like he's got a golf vibe happening.
Top five comedic actors in the last 50 years?
He's a legend.
Can you give us a... Oh, wow. give us one.
I can't. Kev?
I can't.
A cold?
Wow. Jeez.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
But this is this gets me excited. I mean, there's a mix happening here.
Stars in attendance.
I think they're both legit fans, right?
I have no
idea.
I don't
think this is the first time they pop up.
Lil John.
Been there from.
Yeah, he's done a lot of stuff with hockey.
This is a sports book?
That's the sports book you were talking about the other day. Yeah, it looks awesome. I really wish we would go.
Oh, my God.
It looks like hell.
No, it looks awesome. It looks awesome.
That looks
How many of those dudes are just letting it flow in there, though? They're just pissing in the pool.
There's a lot of dudes there.
I mean, they're definitely pissing in the pool.
Yeah. For sure they are.
but we move over to the game.
What a game. Could you find a better first game of the Stanley Cup Finals than this one?
It was excellent. I unfortunately only got to watch a period and a half live, but I watched the highlights.
We don't need to talk about where you were. But
no, we don't.
You had a late one too, yeah?
I did, yeah. I had a late one.
Kev had an earlier one, but it was a marathon of a day. You just had a late one.
Yes, I did.
So Jack Eichel is like he's like a boa constrictor that's finesse. This is something that I'm very interested. By the way, this stall goal was world class.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Good wraparound.
What a start.
Yeah, great start by the Panthers. I feel like these teams are very balanced. They're like similar to one another. Nothing gets one team up, one team down. They stay the course. Vegas did the same exact thing the Panthers did in Game 7 against, who was it, Carolina?
God, it seems so long ago. I don't even remember at this point.
Well, they didn't go 7.
But
Vegas is going to be a lot.
Yeah, they match up well.
Yeah, but again, I don't know if you.
I think it's going to be a war, but
I don't know if you have Paul Maurice in here, but his press conference is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't panic. You know, Bob was as good as he's still been.
Yep.
So they got an empty net goal. So the fourth goal, all right, the wheels came off a little bit, but it's a 3-2 game.
Oh yeah,
it's a tight game.
Oh, it was a game all the way through.
And Chucky, off the bar. Mm-hmm. Florida had great zip. I thought Florida outplayed Vegas for most of the game.
Really?
Yeah. What a save. What a pass.
Who are you giving the advantage to in the net right now? Are you still giving it to Florida?
I mean, obviously, we'll
see the Aiden Hill save in a second here, but
what a save. You know, I don't know what grade A scoring chances were, but what a knee down by that kid. And what a pass. This is high-level shit we're watching
He's got a lot of
here.
Goals.
He does, yeah.
He does.
He's a Conn Smythe guy.
He's definitely
in the mix, for sure. By the way, the pregame show for Vegas...
I tried to find it. Couldn't find it.
It was insane.
It's always insane, yeah. And that's the one place where the circus is allowed, in my opinion.
I agree.
Yeah.
Gotta have it.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, you gotta adjust to that because you're sitting around.
That is a nice goal. Yeah.
That was a beautiful goal. But wow, do they put it on there?
Mm-hmm.
The light machines and the smoke machines and everything.
I'm excited to see it live.
You know, I'd like to see some Florida Panther. I'd like to see some Florida Panther fans throwing rats.
Oh, in Vegas?
Yes.
Yeah, you think they travel well?
Well, yeah. Find it. I mean, they sell everything in Vegas. You can find rubber rats.
I'm saying the fans.
Oh, you don't think I think there's Florida people there, yeah.
By the way, a Panther fan DM'd me, reached out, said that he has 4 tickets to a game in Florida, if you want to go.
What did he call it, the Swamp?
I think he called it the Swamp, maybe.
Yeah, something.
Something like that?
Yeah, something like that. The pit, whatever. Yeah.
And here's the Aiden Hill save.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you said there was a save of the playoffs like 4 episodes ago. This is the save of the playoffs.
Well, yeah, nah, it's Stanley Cup Finals, too.
And I tossed this in. I thought this was kind of cool as a production guy. This is the behind the scenes of the production of the Aiden Hill save. They got a lot going on in there.
They're calling multiple angles,
calling it, cut to this, cut to that.
Making sure that the ad is at the bottom, the AT&T.
There's a lot going on.
A
lot has to happen.
A lot more than our single monitor
Look
here.
At that.
And by the way, you know, let's get some behind the scene footage. TBS or TNT.
Though,
no, I know. Let's show the guy behind the guy. These guys.
Yeah.
The guts of it.
Yeah. I think it's cool. Just wanted to show some love to the guys in the booth.
Well, it's true.
You respect that.
I do. It's an art.
It is an art.
I agree. Wow. Big time plays. Kev, you don't think Owen Wilson is a comedic genius?
I do.
I felt like you took your foot off the gas on that one a little bit.
Yeah. No, I love him.
Isn't he more so just like a world-class actor, though? I wouldn't really lump him into the comedian world. I guess he is.
Owen Wilson?
Yeah, I mean, Wedding Crash.
He's had a really good career. Yeah.
By the way,
basically,
right.
You know?
Yeah. I watched Mystery Alaska. This Shea Theodore goal, is good to see him get a little bit of swagger. and he was pumped.
Yeah.
Vegas is a problem.
I don't think Owen Wilson is just a comedy actor.
I don't either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
I think he's...
Right. He's
got pretty good range.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Fair enough. I agree. What'd you think of this? He's got a nice hook on his blade, I can tell.
I just think Vegas is a balanced team, and so are the Panthers. I do think it's going seven.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
And as far as the schedule goes, I mean, if it goes seven,
we're looking at game five.
Yeah,
game five. We're eyeing game five.
Game five is getting locked in. Mm-hmm. It's closer and closer.
You got those going on?
Did Jack ever respond to your direct message?
How about the Duke? That was a big goal.
That 2-2, was a big goal.
You know? 10 seconds left in the period. Like, these guys are in it, you know?
There you go. There's your Panther fans.
Right, but I need to see the Rats.
Yeah, I agree.
You got to send a message on the road. Oh,
the road could send a message back. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? They're going to
boot them?
Just get thrown out.
You get thrown out?
You got to really be big in numbers to have any effect.
Maybe they're stashing the Rats for an OT goal so they can throw it at the end.
That's,
you know, that'd be a strategic move as a fan.
Do you wait?
That's a good move.
How long do you hold on to the rat?
You don't want to get booted is the thing.
Well, you don't want to throw your rat too early.
Yeah. Yeah, but you also want the team to understand that you're with them, right? So you might have to, somebody's got to sacrifice.
Like, quite literally take one for the team.
Exactly.
Throw some rats.
That was a wild save.
Get it going.
Throw them. And make sure everybody sees you throw it.
Right.
Right?
Get thrown out.
Yeah. Send the message. You're sacrificing yourself. Like,
so ridiculous.
I want everyone to see me throw these handful of rats, like the glow sticks at fish.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Yeah, it was a light glow stick when we went though.
It was.
We didn't have. We didn't bring glow sticks.
I know. We should have had a box.
That would have been a lot of fun.
Usually they're selling them, but there was too many balloons.
A lot of nitrous.
There's a lot of balloons.
Selling too many balloons. I think
that was crazy, by the way.
Yeah.
Not to stay on the balloons too long, when Carigian was in Sweden, so you can't smoke any pot in Sweden.
You can only hit balloons.
You can only hit balloons. So, like, on the street, everyone's got fucking balloons in their hands.
You can buy nitrous balloons in Sweden?
Yeah, but you can't smoke pot.
Really?
Yeah.
Hippie crack.
Yeah.
Hippie crack. It's crazy. Dangerous.
Yeah.
Very dangerous.
Yep.
By the way, stay off the balloons.
Stay off the balloons.
Yeah. Do not fuck with those balloons.
It's no good.
No, but, you know, like, if you win the Stanley Cup and you're in Vegas and somebody's got a tank and you want to hit a couple of balloons.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm just saying I would recommend.
A celebratory balloon's a lot different than a casual balloon.
What do you think of?
I think you should not do it all.
No balloons?
Okay. Did you have balloons at the party?
Yeah, regular balloons.
Helium balloons.
Helium.
This was a hell of a play because he knocked it down, and as it hit the ice, he one-timed it. Look at that.
How much of that is the knob?
The knob plays a big factor.
Definitely plays a factor.
This guy's a unique player.
Yeah, he is.
He's got the unique... Is that airdrop thing supposed to be up there? Will we see that?
You will not see that.
Oh, okay.
Where was he before Vegas? Ottawa?
Mark Stone, yeah. They tried to sign him to a 8-year deal, apparently. And somebody said no. Oh, Eugene Melnick. By the way, there's a new movie out on iTunes, The Blackberry Story.
I've just started it.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I've heard it's very
good.
What
is it?
It's about the Blackberry Story. The only reason I bring it up is because there's a lot of NHL stuff in the movie.
Really?
Yeah, Balsillie. He tried to buy a team, and, like, I guess they fucked him, and he couldn't buy the Pittsburgh Penguins, and he went crazy in Gary's office. It's a fantastic movie. Great afternoon watch for you today, Kev.
Okay.
No sports on. You
mentioned you watched Mystery Alaska?
Oh, I did.
Lost the first game in the Boston series well and got a little better. Then we lost two more, got a little better. Everybody just fucking breathe. Right? I feel like you people have been tight.
Yeah.
He's probably right.
Settles the troops down. He has no anxiety level.
He has
very low anxiety levels, doesn't he?
Well, he's manning the ship.
Yeah.
You know, you're captain. You can't get, you can't be flustered.
Right. Mm-hmm. You lost the game.
Right? That's it. You shake it off.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, you know, Patrick Waugh is a coach right now that is available. I don't know. The rumor is that Mike Babcock's been hired by the Columbus Blue Jackets. Yep. That's a great hire. That's fine.
But a Babcock guy.
I played for him in Cincinnati.
He an asshole?
He's the best.
Yeah?
Yeah, he wants...
A lot of people don't like Babcock.
He once accused me of slashing his tires.
Did you?
No. And I was so shocked, I didn't even know what to say. Like, I thought to myself, did I?
Right.
I had no idea.
He keeps getting hired. Yeah. Why does he keep getting hired?
He's a premier hockey mind, but he's a fucking lunatic. You know, but I don't mind that. Mm-hmm. You know,
he is a bit of a lunatic.
Patrick Waugh.
He has high stress levels.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Patrick Waugh. I want him coaching the New York Rangers.
I would like that fit.
You know, there's no other fit.
Yeah.
There's no other choice right now. So I am now saying I will take my name out of the running.
You should. And endorse him.
And I'm going to endorse Patrick Waugh. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Would you have liked Babcock in New York?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Those were my 1-2s.
Yeah.
I mean, those were my 2-3s after my
yourself.
One.
Right.
But yeah, Paul Maurice. Mm. I could see him going with a bigger glass frame that could really kind of turn him into like the Don a little bit. You know, that old school,
his glasses.
But a little bit bigger.
What, just, like Ace Rothstein, just to back into Vegas?
Yeah,
just like make it
casino, baby.
Yeah,
right.
I don't hate it.
Imagine him with that look.
Good.
And he just leans back in his chair a little bit. That's fucking gangster. Send a message.
He sent one.
What did you think of Mystery Alaska?
Come on. I mean, fucking Russell Crowe can't skate, bro.
You had seen it before.
Come on, bro. You got to put that. You got to put that.
And they didn't get any.
You
got to
put that into perspective.
I understand. Yeah. He was great, by the way. And Mary McCormick. Love Mary McCormick. Mm-hmm. Everyone was great in it.
Was the hockey not good enough?
No, it wasn't.
What?
They needed better players.
Dude, you've seen all the hockey movies. It's next to impossible to capture hockey well. I thought they did a pretty decent job.
Watch the movie that I do, Maurice the Rocket Richard.
Uh-huh.
I've seen. Good? Yeah. They used all NHL players.
Yeah.
As like extras.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
that's what they did in Miracle, too.
Well, does Miracle hold up to Mystery Alaska? No, sir. And by the way, I had to buy it.
Yeah.
You can't fucking stream it anywhere.
I rented it. I went home and watched it after we talked about it.
$6.99?
$4.99.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know what else we wanted?
I just don't see it happening in the near future.
You're not going to watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a
dick. Just don't see how it's going
to. Why not?
Oh, you really want? Okay.
I would really like you to watch
it. You won't get through it.
You won't get through it. Yeah, I will.
No, you won't.
It didn't hold up as well as
there's
I
some
remember.
Great acting
I will
in
say
it.
That.
Hank Azaria.
Yeah.
I mean, he's it's good.
I mean, that's primetime Russell. It's got to be something.
He looks great. He looks great.
Great flow.
He can't fucking skate, Scotty. And they try to make him look like he can skate.
Is that the guy that makes the Rangers?
No.
No.
Stevie Weeks.
That's Stevie Weeks, who, by the way, premature ejaculated the first time that he got undressed with a girl.
Well, we're talking about his hockey game, not his personal life.
Just saying. You chose the guy. It's a reflection of everything.
Yeah, he skates the river. He's a hard worker.
I want dogs on and off the ice.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
You know, everybody's got a tough day.
Uh-huh.
We all have those stories. Okay?
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. I mean, in closing, one last thing. Again, not a Succession guy, but I asked you who my character was in Succession about 2 weeks ago.
Do you remember this?
Yeah.
It's been bothering him.
It has been bothering me.
Wow.
He called me Tom Wamsgam, who at the beginning seasons is like the bitch. Like, he has no usage, really. And then, a spoiler alert for people who watch Succession or are still watching it, he ends up winning the show. Like, the whole show is about...
Hold on a sec. Did you just ruin those? Did you just...
Yeah, I said spoiler alert.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't seen it yet? it's one of the greatest...
You were never going to do it. You can't even watch Mystery Alaska.
It's one of the best last episodes ever of all time. Anyways, Scotty became the king.
Yeah.
He became the king.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. You just ruined Succession, bro.
You were never going to watch it.
How
it's
do you
five
know, bro?
Because you can't even watch Mystery Alaska.
Didn't they call Elvis the king?
I mean, do you believe that?
Viva Las Vegas.
This guy just ruined Succession.
Viva Las Vegas.